This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44. Snap good. Holman. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
I just can't stop playing it. I can't stop watching it. I want to relive it. One of the best moments, I think, in Acrisure Stadium history. One of the best games. And we'll get into the nitty-gritty. We'll get into the X's and O's. We'll get Jeff's big-time reporting hat on. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joins us now with the Hawk Report.
No, that died in 25.
Oh. I just want to hear you make the sound. You can't make the sound?
No.
Unbelievable. Left hanging. Left hanging by my own producer. Jeff, you've been to every sporting event, seemingly, on Pittsburgh soil for a very long time. Where does that game stack up for you in terms of storylines, in terms of excitement? Where do you put it in the pantheon of all the all-time greats? And good morning and Happy New Year.
Yeah, good morning. Happy New Year. Yeah, I mean, that one was, and can I, well, let me start with this. I didn't see the kick. There were a bunch of us that had gone down to get in line to go into the locker room. And where we were, they were showing the feed of the last few plays of the game. And then they called the timeout and they took the feed away before the kick.
You're kidding me.
No, they switched it because in the media room, they don't want to have TV on. So they switched it like before the kick. So we could, out of the corner of our ear, hear Kinger's call, but we didn't see it. And, you know, the place erupted and we're like, did he miss it?
Oh, man.
And sure enough, he did. But, man, the game was because there was so much in the game. You know, there's the trailing early. You start hearing the boos. You're thinking this thing's really going to go sideways. You're not stopping the run. And then that second half. I mean, of all the things you can boil down with this game, the thing to me that stands out the most, the difference for the Steelers, I mean, obviously they missed a kick, was that the Steelers had Aaron Rodgers in the second half.
Yes.
In the last, since Ben Roethlisberger, no other quarterback would have kept them in that game or given them a chance to win. It was because you had Aaron Rodgers that you ended up winning that game or had the opportunity to win that game.
I'm with you. That was my biggest takeaway. And there was so much. I mean, the Steelers, the resilience to continue to take haymakers, the Ravens' resilience to continue to take haymakers. It felt like the old days between those two heated and respected rivals. But you don't have a shot if you don't have a quarterback that can make MVP plays. When Lamar Jackson evaded Alex Highsmith and threw the touchdown pass to Flowers, I said, there's the difference in the two teams. These two teams are very similar, but the difference is they've got that guy and the Steelers don't. Well, guess what? They do. And that's what gives me a little bit of hope. And it seems like, Jeff, that the team has some hope too because of number 8.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. I mean, look at how he performed in that second half. And they talk about him being calm and cool, and he breeds confidence because he walks in that huddle. And there's no rah-rah speeches. It's just kind of like, all right, let's go do this. You know, and he still can – like, Russ probably said stuff, but he didn't most times do it.
Mm-hmm.
He said the right things, but he didn't do it. Aaron doesn't have to say a lot. He just does it. And, man, when you have a performance like that, I mean, they scored 4 of their 5 possessions in the second half, and 3 of the 4 of those were touchdowns, and he threw some pretty balls.
Yes, he did. And
listen, he's not an MVP anymore. But every once in a while, he could put that out there. And I don't know what it's going to look like Monday night against one of the best defenses in the league. But at least I feel like the Steelers have a chance because he's still got that in him.
You ain't as good as you once was, but as good once as you ever was. That's the line from the song.
Look at you, Toby.
That's right. And I think that's what Rodgers provides. I mean, shoot, man, even at the start of the game, I mean, the throw to Jonnu Smith, what the heck? He turned down an opportunity, it looked like, to run for a first down. And I thought, you know what? They needed to beat Cleveland because he just looks out of gas. I was wrong. And I think you've got the quarterback advantage going into the Houston game. We'll get into that. We've got into the confidence factor. Are you worried at all about Boswell for this playoff run? Because by all accounts, and maybe you saw it because you were there, he didn't have a good pregame warm-up either.
No, saw the extra point. It came in a damn play that I didn't see. I'm not going to get there yet. I know he had the miss in Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get there yet. I think there was some – it wasn't crazy win, but obviously there were a couple of kicks affected towards the end of the game. So I'm not going there at this point. He still hit a long field goal in the game. I'm still confident in Chris Boswell if this thing comes to a field goal on Monday night.
Jeff Hathorn with us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Funny moment, at least from the outside looking in yesterday, Jeff, at the DK Metcalf press conference. I got it here.
DK, can you explain to us what happened in Detroit?
You had to be the one to ask, huh? No, I can't.
A lot of that going around for DK Metcalf, potentially for legal reasons, I'm guessing, Jeff, yesterday when you talked to him?
Yes. 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 I mean, it probably would have been a little better if he would have explained that, like, hey, for legal reasons or because this Jagoff is suing me, you know, I can't say this because he might use it against me for some reason. Because he was then asked later by DeFabo about, like, hey, I understand what your feelings are, but there's anything you want to clarify? And he's like, nope. I think we had five or six different questions at it. And that was going to be his stance, and that's his right. And he could. You know, I thought of that news conference. The other news that was interesting to me was how he admitted he couldn't watch the second half of the Browns game.
Man.
That he was so distraught, felt like he was the reason they were in that position, which, I mean, he was, and that he couldn't even watch it. And, man, there's a picture on the picture we use for the story on the website of him with this big smile. Like, man, guys were coming up to him. Like, going into the playoffs, sometimes you like you need a little boost. I wouldn't recommend that you get suspended for two games and nearly cost your team a shot at the playoffs. But man, they get a little boost going into the playoffs with their best offensive, you know, at least pass catching weapon joining the team for this game Monday night.
Based on conversations that you've had with guys in the locker room, did they feel a responsibility to pick up DK Metcalf, or had they felt let down by DK Metcalf?
No, it's more the previous than the latter. And I think there is a feeling in that room, and I know it gets old and Tomlin sayings get old, but it's one of the things that Aaron talked about is the feeling that they have in that room. Like there is a tightness in that room. And when you go through a long season, and you think about the twists and turns that this season has had. I mean, craziness. It was a wild offseason, clearing out a quarterback room and, the TJ contract situation. Then what happened with Cam and wanting more money. Like, there were so many things, not just on the field, that I think those guys felt like. And I think as much as to lift up DK, I think some of the other receivers – you know, looked at it as an opportunity for themselves. Now, it didn't work out the way some of them would have wanted it to, but they made enough plays. And what do you know? They found Freiermuth a couple of times on Sunday night, and they were able to get the job done.
Jeff, one of the most noteworthy sound bites that you were able to collect following the game came from Pat Freiermuth, in my opinion, when he was talking about his love, his respect for Mike Tomlin, who he called the greatest coach he had ever played for. And it was staggering to me, not because I don't think Freiermuth's a great guy and says the right things, but because he's been so, in my opinion, underutilized this year. And for him to be talking about everybody wanting to win the game for the Gipper, that was pretty moving to me. Do you agree?
Yeah, and that's, he wasn't the only one feeling that way. I mean, they hear it, they know it. They may not consume it, but you know, their spouse or their friends or somebody has said, "Man, you see all the heat Tomlin's getting," or I mean, they know that stuff's out there and they do like Mike. And isn't it interesting that it's Freiermuth that was that emotional when if anyone in that room could be ticked off at the coach saying like, "Man, give me some opportunities." But it's not this dude. This dude was still team first. Rodgers talked about it after the game too, about how he sits next to Pat and he's never heard complaining from him once about getting more opportunities. Now, I'm sure there are times of like, "Hey, I was open," or "Hey, you could look for me here," but it didn't get to the point where he became an issue and he was, you know, constantly whining about it. And that's a credit to him because I mean, you can imagine they bring in this other tight end. All of a sudden, Darnell becomes this guy, and you went from being the number one tight end to, you know, what is my role here? And he just stayed with it and made some big plays Sunday night.
Jeff, this was wonderful. It always is. And I'm so happy that at least for 1 week, we get to talk about football and not about firing the head coach. So hopefully that can extend deeper into January.
I mean, it's been what, 8 years? Like, I'm excited about a home playoff game.
Me too, man.
And this is doable. I mean, Houston's defense is really good, but it's doable.
It's not the massively favored Ravens like last year. It's not the Buffalo Bills at the Ralph. It's not Kansas City with Mahomes right. and Reed at Arrowhead. Yeah, they got a shot, man. No doubt about it. Jeff, thank you, and we will talk more on Thursday.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, buddy. That is Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. A lot of great stuff up right now on 93.7thefan.com. That was the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report. Crap. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Jeff talked about wide receivers stepping up. One of those guys who made a hell of a catch on a great throw from Aaron Rodgers was Adam Thielen. You'll never guess what Marlon Humphrey said about that play on social media. We'll clue you in on it coming up next. Also, it's high times in Pittsburgh sports. It's the best I've felt about Pittsburgh sports in a good long while, and we'll get into all the reasons why when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Olsen, fresh on, there's a man, it's the captain, Crosby right in, he scores! The Penguins win! Sidney Crosby completes the comeback, and Pittsburgh downs Columbus 5-4 in overtime!
Well, baby, what a time to be alive! Tyler Loop misses a field goal. The Steelers are in the postseason hosting a playoff game at Acrisure Stadium at full capacity for the first time since they lost to the Jags in 2017. When they played the Browns, of course, that was in the throngs of COVID. So it's been 8 years. Sidney Crosby is fifth in the NHL in goals. The Penguins are winners of five straight, playing great hockey. A rousing comeback victory against Columbus with thousands of Penguins fans in attendance on Sunday. They swept the weekend, beat Detroit two times in a row. They're in a playoff spot. If they win on Thursday, they'll be in third place in the Metro with a chance to keep climbing. And the Buccos, yes, they missed out on the Japanese third baseman, whose name I'm glad I will not have to butcher for the next 3 years. But according to Jason Mackey, they're in on 50-homer guy Eugenio Suarez. It wasn't that long ago we were talking about the dark ages of Pittsburgh sports. Oh, boy, the Buccos are going to waste Paul Skeens. Oh, the Penguins, they're in for a lengthy rebuild. Oh, the Steelers are going to miss the playoffs after losing to the Cleveland Browns. And all of a sudden, I feel great. Don't you feel great? Is it okay just to sit here for a moment and know it's probably not going to get better than this for a little while here? I mean, it could. But I just want to exist today in this happy place I'm in. The only way it could get better is if today the Pirates did sign Eugenio Suarez. But think about it. Like, nothing bad can happen today in Pittsburgh sports. Pitt basketball doesn't play until the weekend. Pitt volleyball season over, so they can't depress you by losing in a Final Four. Penguins are off today. Steelers don't play for another 6 days. Penguins don't play until Thursday. We got a couple-day period here where we could just be happy that things are going great. And, again, not that long ago, we were having conversations like in the summertime. Like, when's the next good thing that's going to happen for Pittsburgh sports? It's okay just to look around once in a while. What's the Ferris Bueller's Day Off quote? Life comes at you fast. You got to stop and look around once in a while. You might miss it. I'm looking around. By the way, here's what the Bucks lineup could look like with Eugenio Suarez in the middle of it. O'Neal Cruz, Brian Reynolds, Brandon Lau, Eugenio Suarez, Ryan O'Hearn, Nick Gonzalez is a placeholder, I would suppose, for Connor Griffin, who could be up maybe even as early as the beginning of the season. Password Garcia, Jank Mangum, and Joey Bart. Henry Davis as your personal preferred catcher for Skeens. I think you make the playoffs with that lineup, Harry. I do. You put a 50-homer guy in the middle of it. Kind of a big deal. I think that Brian Reynolds would benefit from some lineup protection. I think O'Neal Cruz would benefit from some lineup protection. And if you've got Lau and Suarez back-to-back in your lineup, you're talking about a 30-homer guy and a 50-homer guy from last year, right in the middle of your lineup. Last year, what's your infield combined for in terms of homers? 19? And now you're talking about your second baseman's a 30-bomb guy and your third baseman is, I think, bare minimum a 30-bomb guy? You got to get Suarez. You're one bat away. But this has been the best Pirates offseason since ... And the Penguins are surprising everybody. And the Steelers, because they've got Aaron Rodgers, and they're not playing this Goliath in the first round of the playoffs, actually have a shot to win a playoff game for the first time in nearly a decade. High times in Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah! Scott in Oakland. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Carly?
How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing well. Hey, just a little thought on the Steelers before you get into the topic at hand.
Sure. We're kind of doing a hodgepodge right now, buddy. We're just being happy for once on a Tuesday.
Absolutely. Hey, so here's the deal. DK Metcalf, I lived out in Seattle for about 20 years before I moved back here during COVID.
Yeah.
So I got a chance to see DK play his early career in Seattle personally, directly. Let me tell you something. When that guy feels wronged, when he feels like he's got something to prove, and when he plays with a chip on his shoulder, he's a straight-up dog. Go back, if you get the chance, a couple years ago when the Seahawks played, I want to say it was either the Eagles or the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was DK's rookie season. He went off for like 140 yards in his first playoff game. See if you can find that tape. The dude is a straight-up dog when he feels like he's got something to prove. Mark it down. I think with this suspension that he's gone through and the fact he's got a chance to play, Monday night next week might be really scary for the Texans. That's
well,
all I'm
that's a
say.
Reason for optimism, Scott. And thank you for the call. And we will get into reasons for pessimism, reasons for optimism a little bit later on in the show for this Steelers playoff run. But DK Metcalf in the postseason has been a dork. 2019, two games, 11 catches, 219 yards, and a touchdown. 2020 in one game, five catches, 96 yards, two touchdowns. 2022, one game, 10 catches, 136, two touchdowns. My man's got 451 receiving yards and five touchdowns in four playoff games. If the Steelers didn't make the postseason, he was going to go down as an all-time Pittsburgh GOAT and not like Tom Brady, greatest of all time. No, like the old definition of GOAT. Now he's got a chance to totally redeem himself. And I feel like he might just. High times in Pittsburgh sports, baby. At least for this week. And we're trying to make it last. Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us as always. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We've got Trey Essex joining us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up next, a little trivia with Southside Jake. Who wants to be smarter than a plumber? Perhaps we'll use a phone caller as a lifeline at 412-928-9370.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I blew off a tease before. We'll get to Southside Jake in a second. I told you Marlon Humphrey's back on Twitter. Baltimore Ravens defensive back. Someone tweeted out, why does Marlon look around like he just got pranked every time he gets burnt? Marlon Humphrey quote tweeted it and posted, I look to the ref to see if it's incomplete or a flag, but yesterday I was in disbelief that Thielen caught a fade on me. Sigh. Why you got to be taking a shot at the elderly Adam Thielen like that? Why he got to take collateral damage? What a throw by Rodgers, by the way. I think his prettiest of the game, and there were a handful of pretty ones in that game. Back to the Steelers and Ravens momentarily. Steelers and Texans momentarily. But right now, it's time for Who Wants to Be Smarter Than a Plumber with our guy, Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you today?
Jake, I've never been better. The Penguins are hot. The Pirates are signing guys, and the Steelers are in the postseason.
This is Pittsburgh sports like we've never seen before.
Well, it's Pittsburgh sports like we haven't seen in a while.
In a while.
And yes, you can correct. Ruin it all by trumping me in a trivia contest. Are you ready, my friend?
I am. It's 2026 now, so clean slate.
Let's go.
My goal is never to lose, and that is going to happen, and it's going to start today. All right, here we go. Remember, you got 50-50 lifeline and Harry Callis as your, I guess, your real lifeline.
That's right.
hopefully he's up for the challenge. What opponent have the Steelers played the most in the playoffs? So that is obviously the most played team that the Steelers have played against in the playoffs. A, Oakland Raiders. B, Houston Oilers. C, Denver Broncos. Or D, New England Patriots.
I had two pop into my mind immediately. They're both on the list. I'm going to go with a 50-50.
Okay. 50-50. We are going to keep B, the Houston Oilers, and C, the Denver Broncos.
I'm going B, Houston Oilers, final answer.
You are Incorrect.
What?
It is C, Denver Broncos.
They really?
Played the Denver Broncos 8 times in the playoffs.
Man.
The Houston Oilers 6 times.
Yeah, I thought. Yep. I honestly thought it was going to be between Houston and the Raiders.
Oakland.
Wow. Yeah. All right, great question.
1970s, that's when most of these matchups took place.
Yeah, I knew that. And that would have been my third team, but it turns out it was the one team. You learn something old every day, as Mr. Rogers said. All right, Jake, you're up 1-0. That's a great question.
What QB is the only player to start and win playoff games for 3 different teams?
Ooh.
Okay. A, Michael Vick. B, Doug Flutie. C, Vinny Testaverde. Or D, Kerry Collins.
Whole great list. I want to say it's Vinny Testaverde.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You are incorrect. It is B, Doug Flutie. He played for the Bills, Chargers, and Patriots and won a playoff game.
Damn.
For each one of those teams.
Remember when Doug Flutie, in his final game, had a drop kick extra point? That was awesome.
Yeah. He would play for the New England Patriots. Yeah. I just seen that. It was like a 20-year recap like 2 weeks ago or something like
was
that.
Was it really? I love Doug Flutie, yeah. Man. What a player. I should be 2-for-2 right now. I don't have my partner in crime, Dickerson. All right, what do you got for the money ball, even though I can't win the game? Maybe I should rest my starters.
Before we move on, in that drop kick, it was actually really funny because we know Bill Belichick really doesn't smile. He was actually laughing and smiling.
You had to. You had to. Just like when Chad Ochocinco kicked an extra point for the Bengals.
Unbelievable. All right, last question here. What NFL franchise has the most playoff losses and no Super Bowls? A, Buffalo Bills. B, Detroit Lions. C, Minnesota Vikings. Or D, Cincinnati Bengals.
Boy, what a list of futility. Well, I'm walking away from this one today having learned stuff that I think is important to know. Texter, where's Good. Dickerson? Everyone keeps asking where Dickerson is. He is on paternity leave. I'm going to go with the... Harry, do you have a guess? You look eager over there.
The Bengals.
I was going to go with the Minnesota Vikings. But I love Harry, and it's the year of Harry 2026. We'll go with the Bengals.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the Vikings, right. Isn't it?
C, Minnesota Vikings is the correct answer with 16 playoff losses.
As long as I know that I'm right, that's all that matters. Jake, great questions today. A little playoff primer. I love it, buddy. Hopefully the Steelers will still be in the playoffs next week.
Yep, kicking it off for 2026 heavy here. So let's keep it up. Good luck to you, and have a great rest of your show.
Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing and Heating. Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
It's a good dub for Jake. Great questions. So the Steelers have played the Broncos 8 times in the postseason, most of any opponent all time. Doug Flutie, the only quarterback to start and win a playoff game with 3 different teams. And the team with the most postseason victories without a Super Bowl, the Minnesota Vikings. Hooray. Coming up next, DK Metcalf spoke yesterday. What did he say? How's he feeling? Monkey off his back? That's next.
DK, can you explain to us what happened in Detroit?
You had to be the one to ask, huh? No, I can't.
So DK Metcalf would not get into what happened with the blue-haired jackass in Detroit. For me, all water under the bridge. All water under the bridge. Steelers made the playoffs. They get an extra day of rest. Guys get healthy. Now you get the injection of DK Metcalf back in the lineup for a winnable game, I think, against the Houston Texans. I have forgiven DK Metcalf. Have you? At 412-928-9370. Trey Essex is going to be joining us in about 9 minutes. Had the Steelers not won the game, I don't think I'd ever forgiven DK Metcalf. It would take that guy rolling a boulder up a mountain in terms of production and moments the rest of his Steelers career for me to ever have even considered forgiving him. Because I think the Steelers beat the Browns. In fact, I'm almost positive of it with DK Metcalf. And boy, would engineering victory have been easier with DK Metcalf against the Baltimore Ravens. But all water under the bridge. We're good. Everything's good. And you get him back, which is massive. DK Metcalf, in four career playoff games, has been a beast. 26 catches, 451 yards, 17.3 yards a catch, 5 touchdowns, 16 of the 26 catches went for first downs, averaging 112, I'll round up, 113 receiving yards a game in those four games. DK Metcalf, been a while, but DK Metcalf has been a big-time playoff performer. And you're going to need him because Houston, they got some dudes of their own on that defense. The question's going to be, can the offensive line hang in there against what is one of the premier pass rushes in the NFL with Anderson and Danielle Hunter? If they can, I think Metcalf has a big game. And it might not be so much the down-the-field stuff. It might be run-after-catch stuff. I do think you're going to see Rodgers get rid of the ball quick a ton. Harry, do you agree with me, though? Do you forgive DK Metcalf?
Sure, I can forgive him.
Had they lost, would you ever have been able to forgive him?
I really just want to know what incentivized him to go over there. That's my biggest question, and we'll probably never know the answer to
that.
Well,
now that it's all, as I've said a couple of times now, water under the bridge, I feel like I can get after the NFL a little bit more. And I said it at the time, he deserved to be suspended. He absolutely did not deserve to be suspended for two games. There is zero precedent for a two-game suspension. Lamar whacked a guy in Buffalo and didn't get so much as a fine. There's other examples of players going into the stands in recent NFL history and nothing becoming of it. And this guy gets a two-game suspension? F off, NFL. And not to mention, DK Metcalf had brought it to the attention of both the Lions and then subsequently the NFL that this guy was a problem before, and they did nothing about it. DK's got to be better in this situation, but the NFL screwed this whole thing sideways. Thank you, Tyler Loop, for missing the field goal. Because we'd be spending a lot of time on Mr. Metcalf this week had that field goal gone through the uprights.
Well, you know what the base word of suspension is.
Sus.
No.
It's sus.
Suspense.
The whole thing is sus.
And that's what we got?
We did.
That's what we got with the Ravens-Steelers game.
Well,
suspense.
To that point, I don't think we have such a classic game, classic ending if DK plays. I think the Steelers probably win the game in a more convincing fashion. So good point by you.
Not even. They could beat the Browns, too.
Oh, they probably, you know what? That's it. They would have beat the Browns. It is 7:54. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Speaking of field goals, the NFL officially says that Chris Boswell's extra point was blocked by number 39 of the Baltimore Ravens, who Alex Kozora tweets out of Steelers Depot, the video of 39 celebrating. He celebrates as if he blocked it. If he did, that makes me feel a hell of a lot better about Chris Boswell. Because I got some concerns about the Steelers kicker in what should be a tight game against the Houston Texans. We'll comb over the video. We'll get back to you on that one. Trey Essex is going to join us coming up next. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Oh, my goodness. 49 degrees the high today. 75% chance of rain tomorrow. High of 44. Marlon Humphrey. Suck it. Low of 36 and overcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.